Hi there. It's Ben and Kelly. It's time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this guy's shot at Father of the Year is not going well. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting so drunk you think your kid was kidnapped when you just forgot him at home, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, Colby is the dad. He thought his kid had been kidnapped while he was at the grocery store. He said he left the kid in his car when he ran into the grocery store.
First problem right there. How young is the kid?
They don't say. However, he is 30 years old. He got back, kid was gone, so called the cops, right? Cops immediately start searching. They bring in canine units, ordered other police departments in the area to start looking, all that stuff.
Wow.
So they also started looking through the store's security footage, and that's when they realized Colby couldn't find his kid in the car because he'd forgotten his kid at home.
That is also not good.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Went to the house after about an hour and found the kid there all alone, but fine.
Okay. And again, we don't know how old the kid is.
No, I mean, it doesn't say here in the story, but Colby is not fine. They breathalyzed him, found out he'd been drinking and actually driving.
So he had
driven to the grocery store twice that day.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So anyways, they called a family member to have to pick the kid up, and Colby arrested for drunk driving, child endangerment, and a bunch of other stuff. So again.
Yikes. Don't do any of that. That is such a long list of bad decisions.
Yeah. Again, this is a setting the bar story because in case you were curious as to, I wonder if I could get away with that. No, this is a clear example that no, you cannot.
None of that is good. If you were in charge of a child, you need to have your wits about you to begin with. And then we don't drive. We don't drive at all.
There you go. That is your setting the bar story.